This is 98.9 FM, and we're very lucky to have this young lady in the studio with us. She's one of the great female rugby league talents here in the country. Of course, won a premiership with the Broncos, about to head into camp with the Indigenous All-Stars, Amber Pilley. Hello, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
No worries. Look, what a great 12 months it's been for you, and not only yourself, but for women's rugby league in general. And it's only going to get bigger with the All-Stars coming up and then the competition proper.
Yeah, 100%. I was just saying before, I'm still pinching myself at the fact that the sport has just grown so quickly. I think women's sport across the board has just grown so quickly, and we're getting a good amount of coverage now, which is well deserved. I just think it's incredible that we're going to have, a bunch of young boys and girls growing up with women playing rugby league as a norm. That's something that's massive. Like I said, it just keeps growing and getting bigger and better. Very excited for All Stars, and just can't wait to see what the rest of the year brings.
Now, I'll put my hand up and admit that I thought it was a concept that might be a little bit of a novelty, like it might be fun for a little while, and maybe people don't want to see women bashing into each other, but I'll be the first to put my hand up and say I was wrong. It was some of the best rugby league we've seen, and the women have just as much skill as the men, and they go at each other just as hard. So, I'll be happy to admit that I was wrong there.
Yeah, well, I think from the feedback we got, you weren't the only one, so you weren't alone. I think we had a lot of stereotypes challenged and perceptions changed during the course of the season. We had heaps of men that put comments on our pages and things saying it reminded them of the old Raw footy, with the hits, the style of play, which was very good and refreshing. That's what
really old school style. Yeah.
And I think that's just because, as women, we haven't ever been paid. It's not very egotistical yet. So we just, do it for the passion and because we love it. And I think that's where the rawness comes from. It's all very still developing. Obviously, this is the first time that there's been contracts. Like you said, we do bring a certain skill and essence of the game that shows, we're still professional and we're here to take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all about challenging those stereotypes. And it's good, hearing back from men especially. I think it's harder to get the men on board than women. So hearing men, loving what they're seeing and the product that we're producing is awesome. And that's just exactly what we want to see for it to grow.
What about some of the hits? I mean, like, you don't see hits like that in rugby league anymore. The women are actually showing the men how to tackle. Do you have specialist tackling coaches or techniques that you follow? Or talk to us about the hits.
I remember at the end of the season, Fox put a package together of, the 10 big hits of the season. And it was on the Footy Show as well. And I just sat back in awe at some of them. Incredible, especially from some of the New Zealand girls. They just put huge hits on game after game after game. Which was incredible. But yeah, we, similar to the men's, we do have a tactic defense coach at the Broncos. We had Fletcher that helped us out with all our tackle tech, and we had a huge emphasis on that. I think, just getting our heads to stick, making sure that we get two in the tackle every time, just all the basics, and that's what we had a huge focus on. And I think that reflected in how we played across all teams.
Well, 2018 was a bit of a taster, I suppose, for what we can expect coming up. Talk us through that tail end of the year and of course, culminating in the grand final. Talk to us about that, that day and how it all unfolded.
Just leading up to the grand final, I think with the competition being so short, 4 weeks, every game counted. So you had to really make sure that you were always pushing for points, pushing for the best product, just showcasing really the ability that we had. And for Broncos, we were lucky enough, to get the wins for all the round games, which put us in good stead for that final. We were one of the only teams that really didn't have to worry about, well, we still did worry whether or not we were going to make it. But the other three teams came down to literally for and against on whether or not they'd play in that grand final or not, which is a huge moment to be a part of the first NRLW premiership. When we got to that grand final, the atmosphere was just insane, like the stadium, the crowd, it was just traveling even interstate, it's all a lot to take in, especially, as women when we haven't really had the opportunity to do that before. I mean, I'm used to playing at Burley with about 6 family members watching. So it is very daunting and it's a very new feeling, but it was something that we all took under our belt every single time we got the opportunity for the round games, just to kind of make it seem as though it was all normal.
Mm-hmm.
When we got out there, It was just insane. I just think even, getting the premiership rings at the end, which is something that, might seem a bit materialistic, but it was a very special moment. The men get these rings, we get the rings. It was something to play for. And now we can reflect on that, look down on it and go, we were part of something, you know, we were part of history, you know. So, yeah, it's still, it gives me goosebumps talking about it because I never thought in my day and age I'd have the chance to, you know, play in one of these competitions, let alone being the premiership.
The premiers.
Yeah.
Well, now defending premiers, does that carry, you know, does that carry a bit of pressure or added incentive, I suppose?
Yeah, well, that was what I was saying before, is we still haven't even discussed contracts, who's going to be renewed, you know, who's going to be let go, who's going to get offered other club contracts. So it's all about seeing what the coaches want to do, whether they want to keep the same team or, you know, try and bring in new talents to, you know, even up at another level. Definitely, you know, if I get offered a spot back there, I think, and all the girls that do get offered spots, we'll be working very hard to keep, you know, Broncos on top. We had a very strong fan base. We only got to play a trial game in one of our games against the Dragons at Suncorp, but the fans at Suncorp got behind us. The crowd capacity, I think, was close to 40, 50,000, which was more than some of the men's games that we get. So that was just insane. And I think not only do we want to push for the premiership to be back-to-back, you know, but for our family and the fans and the people that have really supported the competition. So, yeah, it will be a very important emphasis on maintaining that premiership.
And being a role model, I suppose, in the community, young people, especially young girls looking up to you in your role as a rugby league player, but also you work with Deadly Choices, you know, that must be a big thrill for you to have young people sort of aspire to be like Amber Pilly.
Oh, it's insane. I mean, there's times when I'm just walking around at the shops and people will go, hey, are you Amber Pilly? And I'm like, how do you know this? It's really bizarre. But yeah, as a program officer, when I go into schools, you know, I'm working with primary school kids from 4s, 5s, and 6s to high school 7s, 8s, 9s. And I have had, you know, little girls say, you know, I watched you on TV. I watched every game that you played. Like, I love the Broncos. I want to be a Bronco one day. And that to me is so important. I think growing up, because we never had women on league on TV, it was always looking to, you know, Greg Inglis or Preston Campbell or, you know, I want to be like a men's player. And now these women have, these young girls have women that they can look to and go, you know, I want to be like a Caitlin Moran or a Nakia Davis-Walsh, a Lavina O'Mealy and Amber Pilly, Talisha Hart. And that's, you know, just insane. And it's, yeah, it's very important that it is like that, especially having black women represented in the game.
Absolutely.
If you can see it, you can achieve it. So that's very important. So I love that, you know, heaps of our girls from different mobs were represented.
Well, you mentioned Talisha Harden, going to be heading into camp with her for the Indigenous All-Stars. It must be a huge honour for you as a proud black woman, but also to, you know, to team up with Talisha again and take it out on the Kiwis, hopefully.
Yeah, I love T. Like I was saying before, you know, she has such skill, knowledge and passion for the game, and she is, you know, always a hard worker and always gets the job done. She's always very consistent, and I always love going into camps and teams knowing that I have someone, especially, you know, someone as close as T, that I can, you know, kind of bounce off. There's already some strong partnerships within the team because of that. Me and T playing club footy together also brings, you know, a sense of cohesiveness to the team when we get to All-Stars. So none of that's taken for granted. It's very good. And, yeah, I'm excited to play along my sisters, even if, you know, I haven't met them before. I think the culture at All-Stars, we, you know, our yarning circles, we bond very closely as Indigenous women. And I think that even though we haven't had the chance to train together until we get to camp on Sunday, that, you know, that yarning and all the cultural aspects that we bring make us bond quite quickly and quite closely. So that will definitely help.
All right. Well, we've seen the, you know, how much it's been an important part of the, you know, men's Indigenous All-Stars to bring that culture in and to, you know, see the war cries and the dance and stuff like that. Are we going to see something similar from the women?
100%.
Awesome.
Yeah, every year we practice a war cry. Every year it changes. We try and obviously it's more feminine in the representation, how we dance and how we bring it. But, yeah, the girls will be doing their haka, so it's very important that we're strong representing our culture and bring something to offer to the table. So, yeah, on our schedule we've got dance rehearsals practice so that we can get it all night and, neat and tidy if ready for game day.
Excellent. Well, we cannot wait. It's going to be a cracker, and we wish you all the best in camp for the Indigenous All-Stars and, of course, for the Brisbane Broncos this year. Thank you, Amber.
Thank you so much.